Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you so much for listening to The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Brandon Kiley is our producer. He's on the ones and twos. To my right, it is the sports machine, Sean Levine. Number one, if this is your first time listening to the show, where have you been this whole time? And number two, I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. We did not intend on it, but the show has just broken out into talking about Tyreek Hill. And I'm down to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. You guys are passionate about talking about Tyreek Hill today, which I understand why you were passionate about talking about Tyreek Hill today. I am very happy to do it. So we got full phone lines. People say that one of the criticisms I hear about our show is we don't take phone calls enough, that it's just my opinion and your opinion and BK's opinion and we don't hear from the people.
I've heard that, yeah.
So today is a different day. If you want to call and argue the other side on Tyreek Hill, I am happy to let you do it. Now, I want to read this text and we'll get back to the phone line. Answer this. All caps, too. Very angry you say that. Answer this. Why do you think he said you should be terrified? Why do you think it's physical? Because it could have been custody or money. It's been 5 years since he had the physical abuse. He probably had went to therapy, so why would he hit her again? She should be terrified about custody. She should be terrified she's not going to get money for him because she set him up. It doesn't have to be physical. I'll ask the question in maybe a different way. Let's think of the context of the conversation. They are talking about him hitting their child, correct?
Yeah.
Like, based on what we've heard, and we have not heard the whole video, but BK, correct me if I'm wrong. The context of their conversation is them having a conversation about him hitting their child, right?
Yeah, audio, not video, by the way, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's the conversation. She then, in the sentence that we've heard, says, your son is terrified of you for X, Y, and Z. And then he says, you should be terrified of me too. So if in the context of the conversation, they are talking about hitting another human being, and then he says to her, you should be terrified of me too. How can I take it any other way aside from physical? And again, it is impossible to not look at this through the lens of 2014. I'm sorry. I'm not going to Men in Black flashy thing what happened in 2014. It is impossible to do regarding their relationship.
Well, it was some sort of abuse. We don't know if it was mental abuse. We don't know if it was physical abuse. But we do know that in some sort, because just by hearing you should be terrified of me too, B, that's abuse right then and there.
Yeah, that's verbal abuse. And I'm saying we know that he has been physically abusive to her in the past.
Yeah.
So you can say, oh, he's talking about money or custody. They're having a conversation about him hitting their child. And then he says, you should be terrified of me too. It just, the context of the conversation and given his history, I don't know how you don't look at it through the lens of a physical threat towards, and that's the mother of your child. Like, I can't imagine saying those things really to any woman. More specifically, this woman's carrying a seed. This woman's already had
times
one of
three.
Your children. This woman's already had one of your children. Like, that's just a wild thing to say. Let's go back to the phone line. Mike, you called into The Drive. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's up, C-Rat?
How you doing, man?
Good. I just want to talk about this. I mean, I know it's a young couple. It's, what, 25? I really don't think either of them can handle their emotions very well, obviously. But going back to what he said, you know, you should be terrified of me too. I think we all know what he meant. Like you just said, in that context, he was talking about physical abuse. Yeah. But I think that's just kind of a last thing. He just kind of said, you should be terrified of me too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he meant that physically. I don't think he's a physical abuser. I do think that both of them cannot control their emotions, and it leads to a lash out. And that's where I think the problem is. Now, do I think that Tyreek is a bad person to where he shouldn't play in the NFL ever again or next year? No, I don't think so. I think he should get 4 to 6 games. But I don't think that he's a bad person. Now, here's what I'm concerned about is his future with this girl. I mean, they have a kid. They got pregnant with twins. That's what I'm worried about. I mean, it's beyond football at this point. Thanks, C-Dot.
I appreciate it, man.
I do think Tyreek Hill's a bad person, and I'm not afraid to say it. I don't think that he's a great guy, but I also think that he's a really, really good football player on a team that's really close to winning a Super Bowl, which is the only reason why the Kansas City Chiefs are keeping him.
Let's go back to the phone line. Ryan, you called into the drive. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, so my only comment on this whole subject is just the fact of crystal baiting Tyreek. Like, I don't agree with anything Tyreek did or his reaction to the situation. I think it was wrong. But I think it just needs to be pointed out that the crystal baiting him into the situation definitely didn't help the scenario.
Ryan, how exactly did she bait him into the situation, in your opinion?
In my opinion, the way that she baited him was just the conversation. I mean, I've been in those relationships, and people know how to push people's buttons. And Crystal obviously knows how to push Tyreek's buttons. And it kind of goes to the other topic of playing in the NFL, they don't teach you control. They teach you explosion. And so for him to not know how to control his emotions, and Crystal knows that, it just escalates things. And then for her to get the outcome for whatever reason she wanted it, I think she got that outcome. So, again, I don't agree with what Tyreek did or his reaction to it, but I also think it needs to be pointed out that Crystal was the one that was baiting the situation.
I appreciate the phone call to answer your question when it comes to bait. Like, this is part of the – we're all adults here. This is part of the conversation. What she is doing in the phone conversation or the recorded conversation is the definition of bait. I don't think that Tyreek Hill knows that conversation is recorded. I don't think so. Based on what we've heard so far, I don't think he knows that conversation is recorded. I think she is trying to get him to say something incriminating so she can always hold it over him. Now, he did say something incriminating, not in the way that maybe she was anticipating, but the "you should be terrified of me too. If I know I have that and you do X, Y, and Z and I know this can get you in trouble, yeah, I'm keeping it."
It was an insurance plan of sorts.
100%. And if there's anybody, just like anybody, you've been with women, BK's been with women. BK's been with this girl for 6 years. I wish I could talk to him. He's talking to somebody right now. BK's relationship for 6 years. There's no person that knows how to make BK mad more than she does. Not one single person that knows how to make BK angry or to get him to act in a different way than is the person that you've been laying down with for the last 6 years. There's no person in the world, not Tyreek Hill's mom, not Andy Reid, not Patrick Mahomes. There is no person that knows how to get emotion out of Tyreek Hill better than that one.
But it comes down to character, C-Dot, and it tells me that you've got bad character, that you're a bad apple. If at any point you can utter the phrase, "you should be terrified of me too," that tells me right then and there, I don't need to know anything about your past or your future, that you're not a great guy.
No, I agree. I'm just simply going to the point of the bait. She absolutely baited you. Like, we've all been with the girl, and maybe it's something minor. She knows there's some things you don't like, so she keeps doing it to get a reaction and then was like, "well, why are you mad?" Because you've been poking me on the side for 20 minutes and I'm asking you nicely to stop. Like, we've all been in that relationship.
Yeah.
She knows how to get the reaction out of Tyreek Hill. If you listen to what we've heard, she consistently tries to get you to go down a path to get you to say, "yeah, I did that," and you don't take the bait for it. But she baited you in a completely different context. So there's no denying that part. The whole basis of the conversation is to get Tyreek to say something incriminating on tape. And he did, not from a legal standpoint, but he did with the NFL. And that comment is going to get him suspended for at least 2 games, in my opinion. It's going to get him suspended for at least 2 games. Let's take a woman on this. We got Meredith. She calls into the drive. I'm not going to lie to you. I know women listen to this show. Meredith, thanks a lot for calling.
You're welcome. I just feel like listening to the men that call in and say that she should have expected to get threatened because she was baiting him, or the same type of guy that says, you know, she should have expected to get raped because she was wearing a short skirt, or she should have expected to get hit because she was talking back. I feel like nobody should ever expect that. Nobody should have to deal with that. I know what it's like to be scared of men, and it's not okay. And I think that we need to start having a higher standard of who we want in our city. I have a daughter. I have a sister. I don't think that we should have to live in this town where this is an acceptable behavior.
I appreciate
it. I understand what Meredith's saying. Like, no matter how much he baited her, there's still never an excuse, never a reason to utter the words, you should be terrified of me too, B. I understand what she's saying.
I get her perspective as just someone who, and I'm not putting myself in the same context as a parent, but my sister's 16 years old. And we are at the point in which we can have real conversations about alcohol. We can have real conversations about boys that she likes and real conversations about race. And, like, we can have these conversations that now, as her heading into her senior year, she can come to me and know that I'm going to give her different advice than her mom's going to give her, different advice than her dad's going to give her. And I'm going to tell her the truth. Like, it's my responsibility to pass down the knowledge that I've acquired in these 30 years and pass it to her. Like, letting a man talk to you like that is unacceptable. Like, there's no other way to put it. And I do agree with Meredith that we as men have to hold other men to the standard of Tyreek Hill's actions in that phone conversation are unacceptable. Like, that's it. And maybe I'm putting way too much responsibility on the NFL. I think they should highlight that too. That, man, we got to protect the shield. And I think the NFL has done a really bad job in being an advocate for women. Whether it was in the Ray Rice situation, whether it was in the Greg Hardy situation, whether it was, we can go up and down the line with how the NFL has handled domestic violence and issues towards women.
They screwed up almost every single one of them by not penalizing said player enough, which is the only reason why I think maybe it could be 6 games, maybe it could be upwards of 8 games if they decide to throw the book at Tyreek Hill and make him an example.
Let's go back to the phone line. We got Jesse. It seems like an interesting call. We got Jesse. Go ahead, Jesse. Jesse, you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, so Tyreek Hill gets baited into in a conversation to say something threatening. You got people like me. I was married for 3 years. My wife, my ex-wife, 6 or 8 times during our marriage would lose it and start beating on me. I never flinched. I never threatened her. I never put my hands on her. I never called her a bitch, at least not to her face. This is not something that should be done. You know, you don't put your hands on a woman. If she's going to be like that, then you just should walk away. And I want to give a shout out to Meredith. A big round of applause for stepping up and saying what more men need to be saying in this conversation.
I appreciate the phone call, Jesse. Thanks for that. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing. And, like, maybe this is like me being quote unquote woke or a social justice warrior, but
you're woke, all right.
The whole Me Too movement and that stuff has just, like, really changed my perspective in seeing how many women that I am close to, I had no clue things that they went through at some point in their life, and seeing them talk about it openly and just feeling like it is our responsibility as men to be a better advocate for it. That maybe that's, like, part of it, and this, like, part of my own feelings toward the Tyreek Hill, that at some point, we as men have to say that that is unacceptable and you shouldn't be allowed to do it. I'm not even talking about the child abuse part, because I don't think anybody can confirm or deny what happened with Tyreek Hill's kid's arm, any of that. Was there an accident, any of that? I have absolutely no clue. I have absolutely no clue. But I do think you can hear the audio, at least the parts that we've heard, and come to a conclusion of his conduct is unacceptable. He should be told that, and the message that the NFL should send to the people that make it a point to watch the NFL on a day-in, day-out basis, that this conduct is unacceptable and we do not support it. Because in my opinion, not suspending Tyreek Hill for what happened tells me in some ways that the league is cool with those kind of actions, and I don't think that's a message they should send.
Well, the league has shown us that they are, unfortunately, not cool with those actions, but they don't understand maybe sometimes how serious these actions are, which why, from a Chiefs fans perspective, and again, I don't think Tyreek Hill's a really good guy, but I think he's a hell of a good football player. From a fan's perspective, I'm a little bit worried that the suspension's going to be 4 or 6 games to make an example out of a guy that this isn't the first time he's gotten in trouble.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We'll take more of your phone calls. It's actually been a while since I've heard all the audio that was released from KCTV5. We'll play that next. Coming up is The Drive.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
Back in on The Drive. Coming up in 15 minutes, we will switch gears and get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We are off today at 5 because of the Royals, so we'll do the hits a little bit earlier. The hits is normally at 5 o'clock, but today it is at 4:30. If this is your first time listening to the show, if you've moseyed on over here for some reason, first off, I want to say I appreciate it. We got full phone lines. A lot of you want to talk about the Tyreek Hill situation, as it is back in the local news. Tomorrow, Tyreek Hill will sit down with the NFL and give his side of the story. Now, we've been talking a lot about the audio. I want to play all the audio that's been released. Now, it is fair to note that KCTV5 openly acknowledged that this is not the whole tape. We don't have the whole tape. I want to play this for you. This is every piece of information that they have released from KCTV5, from that recorded conversation between Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal. Here is all the audio that KCTV5 has released.
Because we were getting into it, and he said, Daddy, you're mean. So we walked up the stairs.
Right?
You
and then
said,
come back.
Come back down here.
Right.
And he didn't want to go down there. But right. I was like, go down there right. because it'll end up worse for you.
Right.
So he walked down there, and then you were getting on his about.
And then you said something, right?
No, you kept getting on, and then he started crying. And then you were like, shut up, stop crying.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
And then he kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. And what, you grabbed That's onto bad. Him somehow, or he fell, one of the two.
I didn't do nothing. That's sad, bro. That is really sad.
Then
bro.
Why does say daddy did it? Why? Why does say daddy did it?
I don't know. He says daddy does a lot of things.
Like what? A 3-year-old's not going to lie about what happened to his arm. And now somehow this investigation got brought back up, and you're about to lose your. So now I really want you to sit and think about it, because I rode for you against that detective and the CPS people, and they said time and time again that literally kept saying, Daddy punches me, which you do when he starts crying. What do? You make him open up his arms and you punch him in the chest. And then if he gets in trouble, you get the belt out and you
okay,
do.
Okay, so what about you? What you don't do, you. Also, I'm just going to take
no,
it.
No, I told
you don't
I told him that he gets whooped. I told him that he gets whooped, but I don't use a belt, which is totally
you
different.
You do use a belt, and that's sad. Even my mama said you use a belt.
When have I used a belt? When have you seen me use a belt with When have I used a belt? Think about why a freaking 3-year-old would tell everybody and anybody that you broke his arm. Why would do that? Then why?
I'm the one that plays with him, maybe. That's why you don't do with him. I'm the one that get physical with it.
No, I play with a hell of a lot more than you do. You just sit on your game all the damn time.
That's all need to do.
So don't sit here and tell me I don't play with
You right, bro. Like I said, I'm sorry for whatever happened. Because obviously this wasn't a match made in heaven right here. You know what I'm saying? We don't need no beef.
No, we don't.
Everywhere we go, my son loves on me. Everywhere we go.
And then when we get home, what is it?
And when we get home, it's for real. It's serious time. It's time to lock in because he know I don't play. I want my son to learn respect, something that you did not teach our son, and something that he will get ran over in his world. Because first of all, our son is black. These white folks don't give a about our kids. They don't. And you know that, bro. And that's sad, bro.
Just things could have been handled a lot differently with him than the way that they have been now.
Right.
And these twins.
Right. You got it, bro.
Look. He is terrified of you. And you say that he respects you, but it's not respect.
Me.
It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me, too. That's why you can't keep.
So that is the entire 3 minutes and 8 seconds in which KCTV5 has released of their 11-minute conversation. We'll go back to the phone lines and take it. It's been a while since I've heard the full audio that they released in its entirety. Hearing it again, there's a couple different thoughts. Both of them could be much better parents.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not good. Like, I know I don't have kids, so maybe I'm not qualified to judge other people's parenting. I feel pretty confident in saying that both of them could be a lot better at raising their child than they already are. I feel very confident.
That's safe to say, yes.
Their relationship is incredibly toxic.
You think?
Incredibly toxic for both parties. I'm not putting the blame solely on him. I'm not putting the blame solely on her. It sounds like both of them are trash, to be completely honest. And they shouldn't be together. Now, if we want to talk about the football context of it and having him around, she's got 3-year kids. She ain't going nowhere. Like some of you, you know, I lived in a single-parent house home, so I know my mom and my dad weren't together, but my dad was normally around. She's got 3 of your kids. She's going to be around. And you've made money in your life the way Tyreek Hill has made it. We think that Tyreek Hill could get a contract for $60 million at some point in his life. She's always going to be around. So that's another thing to be mindful of. The whole, and it's a completely different argument, but the whole, it's serious time, I lock in, he knows that I don't play, and then she says you're terrified, and I firmly believe that to discipline his son, he punches his 3-year-old son in the chest. It's just, very uncomfortable to hear. Like, it's a very uncomfortable conversation to be a
voyeur. Or when she says, "I rode for you," I can't listen to that part. It makes me sick. It's like, you rode for him what? While he was doing something to his kid, whether it was verbal or physical abuse, you rode for him? As a mother, you can say that and feel good about yourself? You're right. I'd be fine never hearing that recording again.
Let's go back to the phone line. Let's take Luke's call. Luke, go ahead, man.
Hey, guys. So, first of all, when I first heard this, I was driving, and I turned to my dad, and I said, he's never going to get to play again. And I firmly believed that at the time. And then I feel like, you know, basically everybody wants to see him play, and it kind of died down, and everybody's like, well, I'll give him a couple games and it'll be all right. Honestly, I don't have kids either. I got a dog, but I would never think about punching anybody, you know, like that. It's just, it's not in my nature. And people will say that, oh, well, she's egging him on. That's two people that are both on the offensive in that conversation. So if he would be quick to say, like, oh, well, you broke our kid's arm, though, or something of that nature, if he was without fault. Like, he would be quick to say all the things that she did wrong, but that didn't happen.
That's a really good point. That's Luke. He doesn't really flip much of the stuff in the conversation. I'm sorry. He doesn't really flip it on her. You're right. When the whole arm situation, he doesn't suggest that she broke his arm. Now, a lot of people believe that it was an accident. I tend to believe that too. I don't know for a fact I wasn't there, but I tend to believe the accident. I believe that Tyreek Hill punches his 3-year-old child in the chest. I 100% believe that. In the conversation, he never denies that that's how he disciplines his kid. And I think, if anything, he confirms it when he says, it's serious, it's time to lock in, when we come home, you know I don't play. So I think he kind of confirms that that's how he disciplines his kid, which is unacceptable, but a little bit different from this conversation. If that's how he locks in and expresses disappointment with his 3-year-old, I just want to know, how do you think he expresses that disappointment to her?
My timetable is very similar to that of Luke, who just called into the show. Hit us up at 913-576-7610, which is, when I first heard the news, when I watched the KCTV5 report, I thought, uh-oh, that's it, he's done. And then, I'm a little bit ashamed to admit this, I've let public opinion sway my own opinion, where it looks like he's going to play in the NFL. So if he's going to play for somebody, damn it, he better play for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's where I am. That's where I think Luke finally is. And that's where I think a lot of Chiefs fans have come around to on the whole Tyreek Hill story.
Let's take one more call on this. Marshall or Trenton, you take your pick, BK. You've heard him. I haven't heard him.
Let's go with Trenton.
My man out here making life or death decisions.
I was having a tough time reading which one was which.
He was kind of like when you are like about to play roulette and you're like deciding, am I going red or black this time? He wasn't very sure.
Go with green. Go with zero every
All right,
time.
Marshall, you get the last word on this. Go ahead, man.
No.
Hey, my take is most of what you guys are saying, I agree with. I didn't think Tyreek Hill was going to be on the Chiefs. However, I have a problem more of virtue signaling. I don't believe that we should throw these guys away so early. I mean, life experiences teach you things. And if we were to hold everyone up to these standards that we're all of a sudden now with the cancel culture and all this stuff, a lot of our parents wouldn't make it, our parents' parents. And so I'm not saying it's okay to allow things and to not socially address them. However, I think with that, we have to be realistic in humanity and people and realize we can't throw guys who are young, 24, 25 is young, 30 is young, but you shouldn't be making these decisions in your 30s and 40s. But we have to let these guys live long enough so that we can actually see the maturity, like with Adam Pacman-Jones. The guy was a complete mess early on in his career. Now he has a lengthy career. He toned it down. He grew up. He had great guys in that locker room to help him mature. So I'm not saying that Tyreek Hill is right, but I would like us as a society to treat each other better and give each other enough time to grow. You know what I mean? And that's my whole point on it.
No, I appreciate it. I will say this, and maybe this is me continuing to be on my soapbox and my social justice warrior kick. I wish we applied this universally to young black males and not ones that are really good at sports. Because I was under the belief that Tyreek Hill was given his second chance when he entered the league. The second chance is now become the third chance.
Yeah.
That, again, we would not be arguing this if Tyreek Hill wasn't one of the 15 best football players in the NFL.
Or if the team wasn't on the cusp of winning a Super Bowl, I'm not sure we'd be having this conversation.
If this was DeMarcus Robinson, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Or even if this was Tyreek Hill on Romeo Crennel's team, I'm not sure we'd be having this conversation. But there's the perfect combination of really good football player, really good football team, and the team feels like they need this guy to win a championship.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Back in on The Drive, coming up in a little bit, we'll get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. I was thinking this is the guy who was pointing out the example of Pac-Man Jones. Didn't I see Pac-Man Jones fighting some man at an airport like last year? Like, wasn't he boxing some dude at the airport? Am I crazy?
Yeah, maybe not the best example when you want to talk about a guy's maturity, growth, and development to bring up Pac-Man Jones.
Like, I know I saw that on the internet, right? Like, he was at an airport walking around and he was trying to go Deontay Wilder on somebody.
Mike Tyson's always my example for that, of a guy that was just like wild and didn't have his stuff together. And now as an adult, he's kind of matured a little bit now. Mike Tyson's going to be a billionaire when it comes to weed. He's going to make a lot of money off that, but he's kind of got his act together more than Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah, and Mike Tyson's like 55 years old. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's, I mean, if you're still out here doing all that foolishness at damn near 60, bro, go home and be a family man. What are you out here doing? Let's get into the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Normally they are at 5. Today they're at 4:30 because we are off early because of the Kansas City Royals.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
The top stories of the day, every day at 5 o'clock. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Very disappointed that we're not on at 5 o'clock today, given everything that's happening in the local sports landscape. Like, if there's a day that I wish we were on at 5 o'clock, I kind of feel like today's the day we should be on
we're
at 5
on it
o'clock.
Too. That's important.
Yeah, no, we were on it, too.
we were on it, too.
I was here at 2 o'clock. I plan on being here. Well, tomorrow the Royals got a day game, but I'll be up here. You know what I mean? You know what? I will be here indefinitely. I think that's a good way of putting it. I'll be here indefinitely.
Okay. I hope to be here.
given 6'10 and our track record, one of you is not going to be here indefinitely. I don't know which one it is. I have been able to survive
Let's be real.
At the station.
It's going to be me.
Yeah, that's about...
It's a safe bet.
Something tells me if it don't work with you, better starting the drive
I feel like
over.
The producers tend to go on to do better, bigger and better things.
Yeah,
he
no.
started with better, and then he went to bigger. Better and bigger.
Something just tells me that if my relationship doesn't work with you, there's no, hey, we're giving Carrington a new co-host. It is, we're just starting an entirely different show.
It gives you that impression,
starting a different show.
Hits are brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city, now opening the crossroads and the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. So, the big story today is Tyreek Hill. Mike Florio wrote about what Tyreek Hill's meeting with the NFL tomorrow could mean. He said, quote, "It's hard to imagine the NFL not punishing Tyreek's comment, given his past conduct and the NFL's decision in 2018 to suspend Ravens cornerback Jimmy Smith for making threats and engaging in emotional abuse with respect to the mother of his child," end quote. CDOT. That is the comparison we've been making a lot. Tyreek Hill, the 4-game suspension that Jimmy Smith got, and whether or not that's ultimately going to be what we see for Tyreek moving forward. Do you think that is still apt, given the information that we have today?
The conversation with Tyreek Hill, it's not even a if Tyreek Hill is going to be suspended. It's just a how many games is Tyreek Hill going to be suspended. Given what he pled guilty to in 2014, given to when the tape was released on the Thursday of the NFL draft, and given the contents of what we've heard so far on the tape, come on now, guys. Come on. If Tyreek Hill played, if this was Phillip Rivers, everybody would be on the same side. If this was Von Miller, everybody would be on the same side. I know he plays for the Chiefs, but let's be honest, he's missing some time. He's missing 2 or 4 games. That's how this story is.
Chiefs fans hope it's 2. Something tells me it's going to be either 2 or 4. I don't think the public would have a problem if it's as many as 6 games. But it's good news, BK. I'll say that. It's not great news. We don't know exactly what the news is, but it's good news because at least the process is moving along where we didn't know if he was going to end up on the commissioner's exempt list when the season began. So at least we're going to find out one way or another how long Tyreek Hill suspended for.
I will say this really quick, BK, before we move on. I mean, that's the silver lining in all of this. The silver lining is we are going to have a conclusion before they head to St. Joe.
The Chiefs can finally move along and either do nothing or, I don't know, maybe go out and find another wide receiver if the suspension is longer than we're thinking.
Yeah, I think this is the team. I don't think they're getting another wide receiver. Like, I don't think they're picking up Dez Bryant because of the suspension news. I think this is the roster.
Two.
Hit number two, Therese Paylor on earlier today with Fesco in the Morning. You can hear them weekdays from 6 to 10 right here on 610 Sports Radio. He discussed how long he anticipates that the suspension will be for Tyreek and why the NFL really can do anything when it comes to this stuff.
The bottom line, though, like, listen, man, like, the NFL can do whatever it wants, right? Like, we know that.
Right,
like,
right.
Goodell's like, yo, you made it look bad six games.
Right.
Or they could be like, lay out a defense in the letter. We're questioning you about it. Your story's rock solid. You have corroborating evidence. Here's some proof. Ooh. Looks like we believe you. Okay. What are we going to do? Oh, well, there's the menacing threat on the tape.
Right.
Four games.
C-Dot, what do you think of what Therese Paylor had to say earlier today on Fesco in the Morning?
I think Tyreek Hill eventually gets a four-game suspension. It gets appealed down to three or two. I think that's how the story ends.
It could be two. It could be four. It could be six. If it's two, it's because of the words that he said. If he gets suspended two games, it's simply because of you should be terrified of me too, B. If it's four, that's simply because it's somewhere between two and six. And if it's six, BK, that's because the NFL decided, you know what? Let's make an example out of this guy. We screwed up the Ray Rice situation. We screwed up the Ezekiel Elliott situation. We screwed up the Tom Brady situation. We screwed up this situation and that one. Let's get this one right. And if we're going to overdo it or underdo it, let's make an example of this guy and overdo it. So if it's six games, that's the reason why.
Three.
Probably going to be four.
Last tip of the day is brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for mostly not Jewish city, now open in the Crossroads and the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. So in a non-Tyreek Hill news story earlier today, Eric Bieniemy was asked on NFL Network if he expects Patrick Mahomes to be better this year than he was in his MVP campaign. What did he have to say?
And people are going to say, can he do more than he did last year? Can he?
I'm going to say this. Last year was unbelievable. Okay, it was a great year. I think when it's all said and done with, regardless of the numbers, at the end of the day, each and every team, the goal is to win the Super Bowl. So I think, if anything, if we win the Super Bowl, that will say a lot.
C-Dot, you were watching last night with the NBA Draft Award, or the NBA Awards, rather. You saw Giannis win the MVP. You still think he can get better? Do you think Mahomes can?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Giannis should serve as a little bit of an example that if you follow the NBA, you knew that 2-3 years ago that Giannis had a chance to be the best player in the NBA. I don't think he's there yet, but he's about as close as you can be without actually being the best player in the NBA. If he can get 5% better or 10% better, I think it's going to be pretty undeniable that he's the best player. He should serve as an example of no matter how great you are, there's still that percentage you can get better. And think about it. We could identify that talent from Giannis in year one and year two. We can already identify that with Mahomes at this stage in his career. I hate to see what 10% or 15% better a Patrick Mahomes looks like.
Yeah, that was Giannis year, what, four or five? We've only seen year one from Patrick Mahomes. So do I think he can get better? Yeah, statistically, probably not. When his whole career is all said and done, we might be looking back at his first full year and go, he never threw for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards again. I think, BK, the way that we judge if Patrick Mahomes was better this year than last year, does he win more games, which is going to be hard to do. He won 12. Does he win more playoff games? And the way that last year he made good players great, where Travis Kelce had a career year and Tyreek Hill had a career year, can he do that with DeMarcus Robinson? Can he do that with guys like Sammy Watkins and make good players great? That's how we're going to judge Sammy Watkins. Or I'm sorry, that's how we're going to judge Patrick Mahomes, because there's no way his stats are going to mirror what they did last season.
Yeah, and I think maybe a better way to look at Mahomes this upcoming season is last year, I think for many people, and I put myself in this category, is the ceiling. You throw 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, that's your ceiling. The question in year two is, how close to that ceiling can you continuously play at? Like, no one expects you to come out and throw 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns every single season. But what's next season? Is next season 4,200 yards and 41 touchdowns? Or is next season 3,100 yards and 19 touchdowns? Like, let's, like, yes, our last season was the ceiling. How close consistently do you play to that ceiling year in and year out?
I think it's what do the Chiefs need. I mean, last year in his first full season, he gave them what the Chiefs needed to go 12-4 and have home field advantage at Arrowhead. That took 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns because the defense sucks so much. We all agree, new faces and new plays on that side of the ball. The defense is going to be better. Therefore, Pat isn't going to have to put up such gaudy numbers.
We appreciate you guys listening to the show. Before we get out of here, let's have a little bit of fun. We need one caller, 913-576-7610. We are going to play a game with sports machine Sean Levine. Today is the 10-year anniversary of the passing of Michael Jackson. We are going to play seven Michael Jackson songs, and see if you can identify him. If you can, the text line wins the prize. If you can't, the caller wins the prize. Sounds like the Drive Jukebox. We'll play that next. We need one caller, 913-576-7610. That's coming up. It's the Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
And now, the only game show in America where 1 point is probably good enough to win. The Drive Jukebox.
We are off today at 5 o'clock because of the Kansas City Royals. Well, let's play a game. The game is very simple. It is called Drive Jukebox. Today is the 10-year anniversary of the passing of Michael Jackson. We have 7 songs. This is what we're going to do. BK, what would you like to set the over-under on for Sean Levine? Now, we have not picked some super deep cuts. Now, we didn't pick Thriller and Beat It because everyone can identify those songs. But if you are somewhat familiar with Michael Jackson music, you've heard these songs.
3.5.
Okay.
I think that sounds high. I would have gone with like 2.
Yeah, come on now.
How many do I get? 7?
Two and a half?
2.5 sounds
high. I mean, I was going to give 4.5. It's Michael Jackson.
Okay, I think 3.5 okay. is fair.
All right, so we're setting it 3.5.
Because there's 3. I'm looking at the list right now. I think there's 3 that he's definitely going to get.
Okay.
So 3.5 seems fair.
Well, now when I get 0, I'm going to feel like a real jackass.
All right, let's go to the phone line. So this is how the game's going to work. BK has set the over-under at 3.5. I will give Lance an opportunity to pick the over or the under. If he gets it wrong, we'll give away his prize. We have 2 tickets to see The Dead Don't Die. You get 2 movie passes. If he gets it right, he wins the prize, and the game concludes itself. All right, Lance, what are you going to take in Drive Jukebox, Michael Jackson edition? The over-under BK is set is at 3.5. Will Sean do better or worse?
I'm going to take the over at 4.
Okay. He's taking the over.
I don't know why I gave Lance any confidence, but I guess I did.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
I'll control it, BK. This is Michael Jackson Drive Jukebox. RIP. Song number 1. Reaching out, I touch my shoulder. I'm dreaming of a street. If they say why. Okay.
Why? Tell me that it's human nature. Why? Why? What does he say next? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Human Nature.
That is Human Nature is the name of that song.
Last time
not
I
one
sang.
I was anticipating you getting, honestly.
Last time I sang, don't ever. That's a big mistake.
BK started to lead you into the chorus. That's why I cut it off. He was starting to lead you into the chorus of the record. All right, we're going to keep it going. In Michael Jackson Drive Jukebox, you got the first one. We're moving on down the line. Song number 2, 10 years ago today, Michael Jackson passed away.
Is that
number 1 you got correct?
Was that Dirty Diana?
Wow. I this is one I put in the category of there's no question he's getting it.
Do you remember?
He got it wrong. That's not the correct answer.
I know. That's why I was surprised.
Oh, I was
confused at what you were saying. No, I was absolutely anticipating that you were going to get that one right, and you didn't.
Oh, you were wrong,
sir. I was
very
surprised.
You were very wrong.
Okay, you got that one wrong. It's 1-1 right now. It's all right. You got the first one. You stole the road game. You dropped the other one, though. All right? You ready? Let's move on to song number 3, Drive Jukebox Edition. RIP to Michael Jackson. He died 10 years ago today. The over-under is at 4. You got 1 correct.
Do you remember who else died that week? Ed McMahon, Steve McNair, Farrah Fawcett, and what was the Orange Glow guy's name? The guy that sold the Orange Glows? Billy Mays also died that week.
I did not know that.
It was a very tragic week 10 years ago this week.
Sounds very tragic.
The way you're making me feel. I did it again, didn't I? I tried to sing some Michael Jackson. That is the way you make me feel.
That
right?
is the way you make me feel. Correct answer. I'm telling you, BK's leading you into the chorus on a lot of these.
What do you expect him to do?
Leading you into the chorus on a lot of these. But yeah, it's all right. 2 games. You're up 2-1 in this context. I'm not one to
hate. We're looking good,
That's
Lance.
Also one I would have expected him to get.
Okay, I got you. I don't know. If you had picked a different part that didn't lead him into, I don't know if you'd have got it. But you got it right. I'm not one to hate. All right? This is song number 4 in Drive Jukebox, Michael Jackson edition.
It's your mind. Lay back and groove with mine. You gotta feel that heat. And we can ride the boogie.
Share that beat of love. That's Rock With You. I wanna rock with you all night.
Wow.
That's the correct answer. That is Rock With You by Michael Jackson.
You guys like apples? How you like them apples, huh?
I mean, you're doing three,
you
right?
Yeah, you need one more. You need
still
one
need
more.
One.
We're looking
need
good, though, Lance. We're looking all right here, Lance.
You need one more. You ready?
Yeah, I'm glad I wore my white glove to work today.
This is game 5. You ready?
Yeah. That's all I get?
That's all you get.
I'll be there.
That's all I'm going to give you. Because the way BK get this, if I play it, you're going to get it
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah, listen to this. Listen to
that's okay. My bad. So it was a good call.
Listen,
that's
what I'm telling
you.
We can't let BK do this anymore. Listen to what he was going to give you to guess the name of this song.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to this foolishness. He's terrible at this.
Would you have gotten it?
He says the name of the song!
You want to be dead honest, BK? You want to be dead
no,
honest?
No, I'm asking him in all seriousness. Would
no.
you have gotten that?
No.
What?
To be dead honest.
I had
to be dead honest, that's one that I would not
he
have gotten.
He says the name of the song. He played the chorus.
It doesn't mean anything.
No. Terrible. Terrible job by BK. Awful job from BK.
How many more do I have to get, by the way? Two?
You got to get one more. You got to get one more. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
One more. I can't believe BK did that. I can't believe he played you the chorus of PYT. He says PYT and then tells you what PYT stands for. Terrible job by BK. You ready?
Yeah.
I stopped it inside.
Okay, all right. That was a lot better. That was a lot better. Anybody that knows Mike knows this, but I'm curious. All right, this is game 6. This is game 6 here for you.
No, Lance, I don't mean to let you down. I don't know that one, so I'm going to throw out Dirty Diana again. Was that Dirty Diana?
That is not Dirty Diana. That is Wanna Be Starting Something.
I know that was one.
Is the name of that record.
So it all comes down to this?
Yeah, it does.
The drama.
I can't believe BK played the chorus of the song.
That was bad.
All right, Lance, it comes down to one. He has got 3 correctly. He has missed 3. This was unplanned. Do you think he gets it right or wrong the next one?
Oh, man. Pressure's on. I'm gonna give you a vote of confidence, Sean.
My man, Lance.
Okay. He said you're going to get it. Vote of confidence. I'm going to play one more for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, born ready.
All right. It is 3 songs.
I've thrown out Dirty Dan like 3 times, so I'm not going to do it this time. I know that's not Black or White. I know it's not the Free Willy song. I know it's not I'll Be There. I don't know. I have no idea what that was.
Take a guess.
Why? I know I'm wrong. Remember the time.
You have literally suggested.
Was that Dirty Diana?
6 times.
Damn it, Dirty Diana.
After the entire game, you've been giving Dirty Diana.
I don't know.
As
I said Dirty Diana 6 separate times. Then it was finally Dirty Diana, and I didn't say Dirty Diana. Can we still give Lance a ticket?
No, Lance doesn't.
Give Lance a ticket.
You lose. Good day, sir. That's how the game works. You lost. I can't believe you missed that. How did you miss that?
I don't know. Because I said Dirty Diana 6 separate times. I finally felt like saying something else. I did, and I was wrong. That's how. You happy?
Oh, I'm.
Give Lance a ticket.
Can we flash back to, I believe this was 2 minutes ago?
You guys like apples? How you like them apples, huh?
I mean, you're that's three,
you
right?
Yeah, you need one more. You need
still
one
need
more.
One.
We're looking
need...
good, though, Lance. We're looking all right here, Lance.
You need one more.
Out here like the Warriors against LeBron, dropping a 3-1 lead. Unbelievable.
All you had to do was get one, and you missed four
consecutive songs.
The pressure
got to me. It did. I'll admit it.
You missed four consecutive songs.
I'm not that. Proud of myself. Dirty Diana.
Who had, a worse day, you or the other guy?
Oh, the other guy.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I
just wasn't sure.
Oh, the other guy.
I just wasn't sure.
You heard me today. The other
I
guy.
Wasn't sure.
Fun show today, guys.
That wasn't a legitimate question.
Was it, though?
I wasn't sure.
You knew the answer to the question. I wasn't Damn it, sure. Dirty Diana.
I wasn't sure because your day was bad.
Lance, you get the ticket. Stay on the line. You're getting
it. We've all got interviews tomorrow with the big boss. This is going to be great.
No, Lance, stay on the line. We'll give you tickets. We'll also give tickets to somebody else because that's what we said we would do. Phone line 913-576-7610. Caller number 3 will give you a pair of movie passes. We told you we would give it away. Thank you so much for listening. In all seriousness, we genuinely appreciate it. We will be back again tomorrow after the Royals game. It is a drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.